Welcome to the 10K Collective podcast for 6, 7 and 8 figure Amazon and e-commerce sellers, a part of the amazing FBA family. If you want to scale fast, target a 7 figure exit and enjoy the process, then keep listening. Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-commerce Leader, co-hosted by myself, Michael Veazey, and Jason Miles, top 1% Shopify store owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you're the owner of a thriving e-commerce business, look for The E-commerce Leader on your favorite podcast app and subscribe today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the 10K Collective podcast, the place for 6, 7, 8-figure sellers, a subset of the amazing FBA podcast. Today, we're talking to Eugene Turk of AlignToday.com. AlignToday is a software tool that helps people focus on getting the most important things done that are going to grow and scale their business, based around the Scaling Up book, or the Rockefeller Habits, as it used to be known as, by Vern Harnish. Really great book. We discussed that in detail, so if you didn't catch that episode, you can get the show notes and details at 10K. collective.com. But today we're going to talk about using software, because obviously for anyone in e-commerce, it's an online based platform. Most of us are pretty obsessed with software. There's always the temptation to use software, and bits of paper can be great and they can be terrible depending on how we use them. So Eugene, welcome back. Let's discuss this topic.
Thanks, Michael. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. And tell me about this first of all. So who would you say, Let's talk about scaling up first as a general methodology. Who would you say it's for? Is it for anybody? Is it for really big firms? Is it only for very high growth unicorns? Who would it be applicable for?
It is certainly applicable for most businesses. Generally speaking, if you are a business owner or an executive, a CEO of a business that really has aspirations for growth, then it is for you. Most in terms of the software that we make and we put out there, most of our customers and most of our user base are really companies that are anywhere between 5 employees and say 200 or 250 employees that are growing and scaling. And so when you're growing and scaling, it presents its own set of challenges and difficulties that a software application like ours is really intended to help you reduce or overcome. And really, when you're the CEO of a business that only has 2 or 3 employees, it's very easy to know what everyone is working on, and knowing that what they are working on is the right thing for each and every one of those employees to be doing. When you start to get a little bigger, when you go from, you know, 3 employees to 5 employees, or 5 to 10, or 10 to 20, and so on, a little bit of the chaos starts to creep in, where you as a business leader may not necessarily know as easily that each and every one of your employees is doing the right thing in order to help the business move forward. And that's really what our software is intended to help facilitate.
Great. So it's about, I suppose, as the name implies, aligning the team rather than having a lot of people working possibly at cross purposes or duplicating each other's work, which I always find is alarmingly easy to do, even with a small team. So let me ask you, would you say that it's premature to use software like this, not necessarily just Align, but anything that is designed specifically for this sort of strategy, execution, sort of integration work? Would you say it's valid for just a 1, 2, or 3 person type business, or does it need to be of a certain size?
No, I don't think. Certainly, it can be used for very small businesses. We have solopreneurs that use our software. We have small partnerships. But these are companies that, when you're that size, what you really want to do is you want to have a software that is going to hold you accountable for the goals that you set for yourself. It is a way for you, even if you're just by yourself, to set some critical numbers or to set some priorities for things that you want to achieve in the next quarter, and provide you a place to document and keep track of how well you're doing and executing. When you're a larger organization, you want every employee in your organization to do that. You want every single employee to have an individual priority that they're measuring and tracking through a key performance indicator, a KPI, so that they can see how their own work is helping the company achieve a greater objective or goal. But even when it's just yourself, or maybe just 2 or 3 other employees, you still want to be able to hold each other accountable and to hold yourself accountable for the goals that you've set. Because when you do, things that get measured get done. And so that is the sort of premise that we're operating under. You want to set goals. You want to figure out what is going to constitute an achievement of that goal. What metric are we going to hit in order to consider it a win? And then use our software to track those priorities and goals for yourself.
And by the way, I love that quote. I believe it's Peter Drucker, right? The doyen of management accountancy, just incredibly quotable and true as well. Such a great direct business thinker. So yes, that makes a lot of sense to me. And also I think the accountability to your own goals thing, the clarity starts with the first employee, which is yourself, if you're the entrepreneur. And I think that's easily underestimated. I was just having a discussion with a co-host, Jason Miles, who is a co-host in the e-commerce leader. And we were talking about team building. And he said, look, the first thing you got to do is recognize your first employee. You got to get clear about what you care about. You got to hold yourself accountable. You got to have goals. And you're going to make sure you actually hit some achievements on the way to those goals. So that makes sense to me. But here's the question then. So there's lots of business methodologies around OKRs, lean manufacturing, what have you, whatever the latest thing is. There's lots of software that deals with task management and stuff. So why is it worth us investing a bit of, is it worth indeed investing a bit of time and energy to learn about the scaling up thing and indeed align?
Well, let me answer that question in two ways. First is Align, while Align was admittedly built upon the scaling up methodology, you don't have to be a scaling up implementer to use our software. You're absolutely right. Quarterly priorities in Align are very similar to OKRs. They're very similar to rocks in the EOS system. So it doesn't matter what business methodology you are trying to implement in your business. If you are trying to set goals and to document your strategic plan, you can use the Align software.
How is this software different to the ones we're already using in our companies? A lot of people use the Google Drive stuff. There's all the project management, Asana, Trello, ClickUp, whatever the latest one is. So why do we need to add this to the software stack?
You're absolutely right. Most businesses are using software applications day in and day out to run their business. Those are what I would call applications that they're using in their business. Align is really intended to sit at a higher level above those software applications to help you work on your business. It's really strategic planning and it's execution software that's going to help your business grow and scale. So it's meant to work in conjunction with those applications because you set your high-level priorities in Align, but you're really doing the minutiae and the day-to-day grind or the detailed work in other applications, in Asana and Jira and Trello and all those other places. But you're really putting all of the results of all of that detailed work into the Align software so everybody can see it all in one place.
Good answer. I hear what you're saying. And I have to try to do the sorts of things that Scaling Up recommends via other media. I have to say it's not easy because basically other things allow you to do a lot of different things, but they don't particularly make it easy to do things like measuring just 5 priorities. The trouble with the Google Sheet is that you could measure 50,000 priorities. Right. And I've fallen into that trap before. I mean, just because you can doesn't mean you should. But so how would you best then implement this in a small growing business? You've already talked about, say, a solopreneur or a business partnership that's growing. So let's say that you've got 2 or 3 people. Let's take a practical example. Let's say you got a few hundred thousand dollars a year in revenue. It's in your first 3 years. You got an owner or 2 business partners plus a few assistants helping out maybe abroad, which is not untypical for a lot of the people that are in my masterminds. So, or a similar business to that, how would you start the implementation process of using software and using this way of thinking, this methodology?
Well, certainly you have to be committed to changing the way that you think about running a business because using a methodology like this and using a software like ours is very different. Most people probably haven't set priorities and haven't tracked critical numbers before they start down this road. The interesting thing to point out is this is not something that you necessarily implement overnight. So it does take steps. And so the first thing that you might want to do is you might want to create that strategic plan for yourself. Use our software. We have a wizard that will actually walk you through the process of creating a one-page strategic plan. In the other episode, we talked about things like core values and core purpose. Your first step might be to go through these mental exercises of determining who are you as a business, documenting them in the one-page strategic plan in the Align software for the benefit of the other employees that you work with. Then you might start with just giving each employee one or two individual priorities every quarter and saying, okay, here's what I want you to focus on in the next 90 days, and here's the KPI or metric that we're going to use to measure your success. And just get people into the habit. Our software is really intended to get good business habits instilled into organizations. So a habit of strategic planning every quarter, a habit of setting individual and company priorities that you're measuring and tracking through KPIs. Just do small steps. And then when, as you grow and scale, then you might be ready to implement a daily huddle when you've got five or six people in your organization. And you might implement a weekly huddle to get with your executive or senior team and say, okay, what are the things that we need to be working on? What's the good news that we have to report? Let's take a look at our numbers and figure out what things are working well, where are we struggling? And so it is a sort of it's a rolled out approach of different habits. As you know, the Rockefeller Habits has a checklist of 10 habits that every good business should implement. So you could go sort of down that checklist and say, okay, this quarter, we're going to focus on this specific Rockefeller Habits. And it might be daily communication rhythms. And so say, this quarter, we're going to focus on this specific habit, try to get it instilled and do this regularly within our organization and see what impact that has. And then next quarter, we might take a different habit and start working on that.
I like what you're saying, that it's not a sort of instant click, click. Okay, our software has now solved some major little problems for you. What it's there to do is it's a vehicle for some instilling business habits. So in other words, again, to come back to what we were saying in our last episode, strategy and great thinking and great plans is one side of it, but getting it actually to happen is the other side. And this is sort of feels similar, but it's like installing an operating system. Okay, we've got the operating system. We know what good values are. We know what good practice looks like. Now we've got to get into the habit that we do it all the time consistently. So I guess it's a bit like having a running app. It doesn't run for you, but it will track your mileage and speed and all that stuff. And so it really holds the facts up to you as a sort of mirror, which I think is one, as you say, what gets measured gets done. It comes back to that, right? So have you got any great examples of how your clients have used it, either for sort of strategy or for the execution type stuff?
Sure. I'll tell you the story of a UK-based client of ours who the CEO had been running his business probably about 15 years, and he had a vision of exiting the business. He had this goal of ultimately selling the business. And so at the time, what he decided to do was to create a three-year sort of strategic plan for what he wanted the business to do within the next 3 years in order to get it into a position where he could then exit the business. And he was an Align Today user. And so he documented that three-year strategy within our strategic tools. And more importantly, what he did is he asked every single employee, this was a business that at the time had 110 employees. He had every single business employee in our application. And one of the things that I do want to point out is going back to an earlier question about the softwares that we use day in and day out. So the Align Today software is ideally used only for about 5 minutes every day. If you can get yourself and your employees to get into the habit of logging into the Align software for 5 minutes every day and doing two things, updating your daily huddle or weekly huddle information and updating your KPIs on the priorities that you're responsible for, if you can do that habitually over 30, 60, and 90 days, you're going to see an increased culture of execution and an increased communication about those priorities. And so what this particular CEO of this UK-based company did is he asked each and every employee to spend 5 minutes in our software before leaving at the end of every single day. And what he asked them to do is at the end of the day, take 5 minutes to update your huddle information for the following day. Simply document for me in your huddle, what did you work on today? What did you learn that you might want to share with the rest of the team? And is there any good news that you want to celebrate? That's step one. And then step two was update the KPIs for your individual priorities. And so what this did is this allowed his employees to all of a sudden be a part of the flow of critical information within the business. So everybody knew what was going on. There was full transparency and full visibility about how well everybody was doing. And through the KPIs, there was accountability. Everybody saw how everybody was performing, and they could see how their work was helping the company achieve some greater goal or objective. And so they did this for 3 years, and they absolutely nailed it. They achieved their priorities, and he did sell the business at a multiple that I think was much higher than would have otherwise been achieved, because the buyers, they came in, and he was able to show them this piece of software that literally laid out all their strategic objectives, and they showed how each and every employee was actually performing and executing against their individual priorities, which was a very powerful thing for a buyer to see in a business that was so well organized and so well strategically structured.
That's a really awesome story. What I love about this, I'm always trying to pull from the guests, and which we're definitely, I think, getting today, is that in the end, whichever software you use, I mean, there's something, if there's a tool dedicated to a particular purpose and that purpose is important, it's wise to at least consider using the tool. But in the end, that way of operating is so powerful. And I think that you put your finger on something that a lot of people in the Amazon world specifically are looking to build a business and exit. And I think that the clean operations and, you know, vision are two separate but important things that you can use to sell the business, because it's what people buy into. That's what they're buying to a degree. But also what you've just put your finger on is that reassuring kind of connection between the vision and the execution and the transparency. What are people up to? How does that move the needle? Literally, and I guess if you've got a dial, you're literally saying the needle's moving towards goals. And I think there's something incredibly reassuring and then even exciting about that for a potential buyer. So that does make sense to me. And whatever version of what people can achieve, I think is a really fantastic thing to aim for and not very commonly discussed. I think people often talk about, as you say, the execution side and documentation. They talk about strategy, but I think the link between the two is the missing piece. That seems to be very much what you guys focus on. So look, there's one other question I'm going to ask you, which is, what other questions should I have asked you? What have I missed out that you think is important for us to know?
Well, I think the question is this for me? And I think that can be answered, obviously, on an individual basis as to whether or not you are committed towards changing the way that you think about and work on your business. So we have lots of companies that come to us and are interested in our software, but they're just not quite ready to make the commitment. They want to be better, but from the top down, they don't have necessarily buy-in that this is necessarily going to be well received by their employees or by the rest of the organization. So you have to really be committed to want to change your business, to help it grow, to help it scale. And if you are committed, then there are tools out there, particularly like our product, that are going to make that implementation of those good habits easier for you. I think it was Marshall Goldsmith, who's a famous business coach, who says, what got you here isn't what's going to get you there. And so when you are in a position to realize that what has gotten you here isn't going to get you to the next level of growth, isn't going to take you from several hundred thousand dollars in revenue to $1 million in revenue, or even to $5 million of revenue, that there's going to be some things that you have to change about the way that you think and work on your business, not just in your business, then if you're ready and at that stage, then our software may be right for you. But until that point, that's something for everyone to strive for. What we also hear is we see lots of CEOs and lots of business owners that are spending 100% of their time in the business. They are in the sales, in the marketing, in the operations, in the strategic thinking. They are putting out fires. They're doing business development. They literally are wearing every single hat that you could imagine in a business. If as a CEO, you want to step back and give more of that to more of your senior leadership teams and middle managers in your organization, and you want to then spend more and more time doing the strategic things about the business, what's going to help the business grow, not just respond to that particular customer, then you are probably at a position where this is a piece of software that's really going to help you grow and scale.
Great. And people can find out more about that at amazingfba.com/align. I'll put links in there. Just remains for me to say, and by the way, I know you guys do a lot of great webinars. I've been on a couple of those, very interesting topics that you cover. And just remains for me to say thank you very much for provoking some thoughts and really just digging into the weeds a little bit more of that weird halfway house that I think you guys deal with so well, which is it's action, but it's not just about doing stuff for today. It's about action that is going to lead to results in maybe 12 months, maybe even longer. But nevertheless, you've got to start sometime with actually implementing your goals rather than just putting out fires or just doing the day to day. And I think that it's a great way of thinking, and it's very inspiring as well, I think, to even just look at your own little dashboard and go, right, I can see a problem here, but I can see it clearly. I find that even weirdly enough, seeing the problem clearly, I think, is really great getting it sorted. So thank you very, very much.
Just one last point. I think that it's incredibly powerful for morale in a business where your employees can, at the end of a quarter, see how much they actually got done, how much they actually achieved. Because what inevitably will happen is when you're in that planning session at the start of the quarter, your salesperson will push back and go, there's no way I can sell 100,000 widgets this quarter. And then at the end of the quarter, when they actually achieve that goal, that is the most powerful thing. That is what brings, you know, real value to the employee to say, you're right, at the beginning of the quarter, I didn't think I could do it, but look at that. We hit that target. It was a group effort. Thank you so much to the entire team. We knocked it out of the park. You celebrate, you recognize those achievements, and that's what really sort of identifies the A players and keeps your business moving in the right direction.
Amazing. Well, that's a very positive point on which to lead it. So Eugene, many, many thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks so much for listening to the 10K Collective podcast, part of the family of Amazing FBA podcasts. Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-Commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by yours truly and Jason Miles, multi-million dollar Shopify owner and Unami's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you're the owner of a thriving online business and you want to become the best e-commerce leader you can be, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many topics, go to www.theecommerceleader.com.